This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been thinking about it all season long, man. I played a lot of ball here. I built a legacy here. I became a great player here. You know, I've seen a lot of things. Been in a lot of battles, been in a lot of fights, been a lot of memorable moments in that stadium. A lot. We've played against Tom Brady in that stadium. No matter what nobody says, it's greatness. Yeah, but that stadium is great, man.
Deion Dawkins, the Bills' Walter Payton Man of the Year Award nominee again this year. I'm not looking for any sort of points, but anytime anybody tweets out or sends an email out and says, like, vote for this, because it's local, my instinct is always, why should I? I don't know anything about the other candidates. Is this person the most deserving? If I'm convinced that they're the most deserving, yes, I will do the thing. If not, so no.
Deion's an exception.
I would love to see him win. I mean, I'm sure all 32 Man of the Year candidates, as ever, have done amazing things for their communities. But Dawkins has really sort of... to say the least, impressed. Like, he really lives it.
Yep.
And I would love to see him win. So
I love just how prominently he runs events in the city itself. Not that other places don't deserve charitable attention and help. I just feel like, for me, I've lived in the city almost all my, you know, all my adult life. And it just hits a little harder. It felt to me when I first was living in the city that, like, the teams were in the suburbs. You know, like, their lives were in the suburbs. The stadium is in the suburbs. The hockey rink is downtown, but all the players lived out in Clarence and all this sort of stuff. And anything that left a footprint from them in the city meant a lot to me. And Dawkins is just all about it. I mean, the Northland Workforce Training Center, but my son spent a year going to school there. Just all the events, North Park Theater, like, he's just around in the city in a way that, like, when I was, you know, in my 20s or 30s, it didn't feel like, other than the bars, that the team had much of a presence in the city. And I really, I might be wrong about that. It's just how I perceived it. And to me, that elevates everything Dawkins does. Again, no slight to any other part of the community. I feel like it really hits home for me.
Hear, hear. Aaron is next. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Just have a quick tidbit about the stadium that I don't think anybody's actually noticed at all. And we're on the premises of possibly having a rushing leader for this year with Cooks and that. Do you guys know who the first rushing leader in 1973 was?
Of course.
Of course, yes, O.J. Simpson. Yeah, I'm 60 years old, Aaron. Yep.
Well, I'm just saying, though.
Oh, that's a nice bookend. Yeah. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah.
Yeah, O.J. Simpson had the 2003 rushing leader in 73.
The stadium's first year.
We can bookend it with Cook this year.
Right.
I like that a lot. I am big on – I wanted the Jets. Right, they were the first regular season game, so, like, put that at the end.
Correct.
Turns out Philly was second, so they were second to last. I don't know that was intentional, but it worked out. And I was big on that when the schedule was coming out. And
if you go all the way through Bills history, does it actually – is it a palindrome?
I don't know. But I love that kind of thing, and I had not thought of the rushing – title as being another version of that, but that's correct. It would be.
Simpson is the only other Bills player in the Super Bowl era to have won a rushing title, and he won 3. 76, I think, was the last one.
So it's not the last time we've had one, but still, it would have been the first year of the stadium.
Yeah, yep. If they were really planning it well, the Cook would have won 2 other times before now. Exactly in the right sort of sequence there. What are his odds? They're probably, I mean, he would have to be favored to win it. He's the leader.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're getting from Taylor in the 1 o'clock window for Indianapolis against Houston. It's a meaningful game for Houston, mostly. If Jacksonville gets a big lead, then maybe it won't be, but I don't know. The Colts would have the same incentive. And they have Riley Leonard, so they might not be as hard to predict offensively as the Bills can be.
Right, but they don't have a stake, so they might be all about just getting him yards. Let's give him the ball if he wants it. You know, let's give him 30 times and see if we can't put a number up on the board that is hard to catch. Not that it would be impossible, but still.
I would think they would want to do that.
Yep.
And then you have Henry and Robinson. Robinson is also on Sunday afternoon. Henry is Sunday night. And, you know, if there's a score to beat that's posted, if there's a clubhouse leader on Sunday night, there will be. If things go the Ravens' way, they won't make any sort of special effort, but they didn't last week either, and he went for 204 touchdowns.
Right.
So if, you know, that sort of comes available to them, I could see that being – I don't also don't know about incentives. Cook does not have, to my knowledge, he does not have a rushing title contract bonus before him. The Bills have many players that do. And I think Joey Bosa and Daquan, well, Daquan Jones is out, right? So Bosa is interesting because he's got money waiting for him with one sack and then a lot more if he gets three.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, maybe he's somebody you would prefer to sit. I don't know. Like that.
Yeah. We were talking in September about bubble wrapping him until January. We're here now. This game doesn't mean hardly anything. I do not need to see him trying to tackle, what's this guy's name?
Brady Cook.
Brady Cook, thank you. Yeah.
You still get the same amount, even though it's Brady Cook.
That's right. That's
it right. Pays the same.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's an interesting dynamic sometimes for a coach.
And if you're going to, this is where it gets really, I think, tricky. If you're going to respect the lineman and Cook and want to get him, whatever. Let's say Taylor barely passes him, right? In the 1 o'clock window. So Cook needs 25 yards or something to take the lead back from him. He plays, right? But how with a clear conscience can you do that for him? And, you know, Bosa's not going for the sack record or any kind of a league mark, but it's an incentive. And so, I don't know, would Bosa be out of line to be like, hey, I'd like to go get my sack if I can. I mean, I don't know about three, but it might be hard to treat everybody differently in that case. Maybe it really depends on what the guy wants. Like if Bosa is inclined to just go, you know what? I've made a ton of dough in my life. I need to be healthy for the playoffs and help you. So I'm not worried about it.
$250,000 for one sack.
Then I think you can probably, with a clear conscience, if you're McDermott, sit him down. But if he wants it and you're going to let Cook do it, then I don't know. It gets a little convoluted there, I think. Maybe not convoluted is the right word. Complicated. Similar enough. Anyway.
No, I think you're making the right point. Well, it's fair.
Yeah, right.
Cook can't win any money from the Bills in his contract. Maybe there's other residual. It's a great list to be on.
Yes, it
rushing,
is. Yes,
rushing
it is.
Leader. You get a football card.
There's always that. They can never take that away from you either.
Joey Bosa, one sack, $250,000. Yeah, I want to play. Against the Jets? I want to play. I'll take $250,000. One sack. Let him just run into me. Right. Let him fall and I'll touch him. Then take me out. Let's make a compromise.
Let me just chase him out of bounds.
One's good. I don't need three for the $750,000. Three is $750,000. One is $250,000. Like, just let me take a shot at one. I haven't gotten hurt yet. Well, he did once. But,
yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Really interesting for a coach.
Yeah, it is.
And here's a guy who has not been a Bill for a long time, but he's got a lot of status in the league. I came here. I'm here to win. I'm here to help you. Mm-hmm. Really? $250,000? You're going to say no?
Mm-hmm.
You got to sit five other guys already. You've got choices to make about who you want to protect. I don't have to be one of them. I've got a chance to make some money here. Khalil Shakir, 8 catches, $150,000. 1 touchdown, $150,000. Dawson Knox, 6 catches, $100,000. 7 receiving yards, $100,000. It'd be just like Knox to get 6 catches for 6 receiving yards.
Yeah.
1 touchdown, $100,000. That's not fair. $100,000. Ty Johnson, 57 receiving yards, $125,000. Oh. 136 rushing. $125,000.
Both of those.
Ty Johnson.
Those are both going to hit for Ty Johnson.
It is your time to shine, buddy.
It is your day, man.
2 touchdowns, 250 more.
Unless he, I don't know, maybe you play Ray Davis predominantly over Johnson. Johnson plays more regularly, so maybe you throttle him down.
But look at the money.
But, yeah.
Pretty tempting.
Yeah.
For him to want to play.
That's
an impressive, not that he ever
wouldn't. It seems like a comprehensive list.
I'm not half done.
I wouldn't really know.
Milano, sack and a half, $500,000. That brought the room to a halt right there. Oliver, Michael Hoyt on this list will be inactive.
That's not going to happen.
Tough for those guys. Yeah. The Line, presented by FanDuel, coming up. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.